The government of Thailand is considering measures to improve conditions in the troubled southern border provinces. It hopes new policies, including increased security, can return confidence in the province's economies after a recent terrorist attack. On May 9th, a car bomb exploded near the Big C Superstore, injuring at least 60 people. No one was killed because security guards stopped cars from getting closer to the store. They had seen a small explosion and realized it was part of a larger attack. Panitan Watanayakorn is a security advisor to the government. Panitan said the store is being repaired and the government has sent representatives to the area a few times to help. Panitan expects that the store will reopen soon. The store is the only one of its kind in the mostly Muslim southern border provinces of Yala, Narathiwat, and Pattani. About 1.8 million people live in the provinces. Anusak Suwanmankor owns the CS Pattani Hotel, which has been targeted by terrorists. Anusak says the attack on the store hurt the area's economy. It will affect the investment climate. It will affect the economy in general because the indiscriminate attack on the people who go to Big C Supermarket, and overall it will take some time for the economy to pick up, Anusak said. Terrorists in Thailand's southern border provinces restarted attacks in 2004. Since then, almost 7,000 people have died, although strong security measures have been put in place. Most victims have been Muslim. The terrorists have attacked state schools and have murdered many teachers and state officials. Thai security forces have also been accused of killings and torture by rights groups. The violence has taken lives and hurt people's ability to make a living. The National Economic and Social Development Board is a government research agency. It said in 2015 that people in the southern provinces have low incomes, and the poverty rate is high at 33%. The national poverty rate in Thailand is 7.2%. Srisampop Jetiramsri is a political scientist at the Prince of Songkla University Pattani campus. He said years of conflict have harmed the economy. The problem of the violent situation and the lack of confidence is the investment from outside. It has a strong impact on the local economy. This is why we can see the poverty still high when compared with other regions, he said. Many in the Buddhist minority population have fled. In 2003, the National Statistics Office said 22% of the population of the three provinces was Buddhist. Srisampob says only about 10% is now Buddhist. In April, the World Bank warned that the difference between the rich and poor was growing in Thailand, including the southern provinces. Since 2004, Thai leaders have put in place policies to increase incomes. They have been supported by non-governmental organizations and the United Nations. Panitan said the Southern Border Province's administrative center has sent aid to the area. Since 2004, The government has spent more than $7 billion in the region. In 2016, it spent $858 million. That is more than twice the $375 million it spent in 2004. But Anasak said only an end to violence will lead to a return of business confidence. In order to have potential investors come in the area to establish business, you usually have to also have safety. You have to establish safety. You have to establish a safe climate also, Anusak said. I'm Brian Lin.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.